USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Water-saving measures are in place right now in Washington State.
Seattle Public Utilities asking about 1.5 million of their customers in the Seattle area to use less water as drought conditions continue throughout most of that state. Residents yesterday were asked to stop watering their lawns, reduce shower time, only run full laundry machines and dishwashers, and to fix leaking pipes and running toilets if they have them. I'm Corey Myers.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has revealed her economic blueprint. It features abolishing the federal gas tax and diesel tax, reducing taxes for the middle class, and reverting federal spending to pre-COVID levels. The former South Carolina governor also pledged to protect Social Security and Medicare should she be elected president. The White House is urging Congress to pass funding legislation and avoid a government shutdown.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says so far, the House is not doing its job.
Having accomplished nothing this week, they have all decided to go home. That's not delivering for the American people. It's chaos. It's failing. It's actually failing the American people.
She's criticized a faction of conservative Republicans for pushing extreme bills with slim chances in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Congress must pass a funding bill by month's end to prevent a government shutdown. I'm John Schaefer.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is dismissing bribery charges against him and his wife as a smear campaign. The couple is accused of receiving money and gifts in exchange for aiding three local businessmen. Menendez expressed confidence that the issue will be resolved successfully in a statement. And long lines formed at the New York City Apple store this morning as customers eagerly awaited the latest smartphone. The global release of the iPhone 15 is drawing big crowds, all expecting a big price tag. The base iPhone 15 is priced at $800, while the more advanced models start at $1,100. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double
yeah.
that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans will have access to more free COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said this week that the government is relaunching a program to provide free tests. Households can order four tests from covidtests.gov, and that starts September 25th, which is this coming Monday. The government has already shipped more than 755 million free tests to those who have requested them. A prominent Democratic senator is calling for the reinstatement of the dress code in the Senate building. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York had recently suspended it. While Schumer did not provide a reason, it's widely speculated to accommodate Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who likes to wear basketball shorts and a hoodie in the Senate. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says the Senate must take action to overturn this unilateral decision. In a recent CNN University of New Hampshire poll, President Joe Biden leads former President Donald Trump by 12 points in a head-to-head matchup in New Hampshire. The survey shows that 52% of potential 2024 Granite State voters would support Biden in a rematch, while 40% would favor Trump. And speaking of New Hampshire, a 94-year-old woman from the seacoast of the Granite State recently made a trip 2,700 miles across the country because she wanted to see her 90-year-old little sister one more time. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Barbara Carolyn, age 94 of Seabrook, New Hampshire, hadn't been able to see her 90-year-old sister Shirley since 2020, but she was determined to make one final trip all the way to Nevada. Their goodbye is now going viral on TikTok. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch.
One, two,
we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh.
Latte for Mike?
Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.